Hi, how are you
Hi,
doing?
Helen. I'm good. Yeah, it's really good to connect. It was just two points that came up in that amazing teaching, and I feel it's like it's really, really powerful stuff. One is about the my immediately my mind was concerned about, oh yeah, but I'm so attached to how the world will turn out. If I'm not here, if I don't exist anymore, then there was this kind of feeling about that. And then I was thinking, well, does that mean the world doesn't exist anymore? It's just like it's all just been a dream, so there's no point in even caring about it in a way, or how it turns out.
Why would you not exist anymore upon seeing this and being this? What would change?
What would change? Well, I wouldn't have any form, so I think I'm not, well, from what you're saying, I couldn't even think. So that would be, I suppose, could you feel in that situation still? You'd be feeling, you'd be intensely present doing that still, I take it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
But the you that knows thoughts and feelings and sense perception, would that be gone when thoughts and feelings and sense perceptions?
I'd have to think about that. I'm not sure. Not sure.
Because if you, and yeah, it's a good thing to check out, but if that you is not able to be absent, if it can't disappear, that only that part of you that appeared is going to disappear when the body goes. That's the body and the thought process and emotions and all of that. Then what makes you you is not really the thought process or emotions or experiencing even you are before even that, all of that. Just as you're still here in deep sleep at night time when there's no sense perception, no thoughts or emotions going on at all. And then in the dream, if you dream at night time, you're aware of the dream. You're still here watching the dream going on. There's some part of you that's continuous. And just to be clear, does it necessarily mean that everything I care about is going to disappear with the body? You know, this urge to make a difference in the world, all of that? Or is it that I will just see the world as it really is, and that's how I'll bring about the change I want to? Can we really change the world in the way that we want to, or do whatever we want to do with our life if we're not seeing it clearly, the it being the world, that? So if I get clear on what I am, I'll be clear on what everything is. And everyone is. From there, I'll be extraordinarily effective at bringing into this individual wave that I am, has come with karmic baggage, of course, we're talking about, but also these unique gifts and talents that nobody else can do exactly the way that we can. It's a one-time deal. And we can express those from much clearer from that place where there's no thoughts being believed to block that process. I'll slow it down. Do you get a sense of it?
Yeah, I can see how distorted things are if it's coming from the other place. But I guess it's just something I'll have to work with. But
Just to be clear, right now, if your body mind disappeared, if it suddenly just vanished, the room and everything else would, the empty space in the room would still be there, wouldn't it?
that would the room go with it, all the things in the room?
Well, from the place of the space, the empty space you said would still be there, right? I think.
Yeah.
Does the empty space see a room? Can it use that label room or empty space? Does it have those categories?
No, because it's just one huge, vast field,
So then,
which
could
isn't
anything
limited.
disappear except your ability to label things? I know I'm
No, so
pushing you a little
those,
bit here, but
but
it's
those things, but
important.
then I wouldn't be able to have my own reference point to that, but the other things would still be there appearing in that, I suppose. Yeah.
Without human senses, if you don't use your eyes now, can you tell me that there's any other objects present?
Not visually, not in the visual sense, no.
Only from memory, only from thought. Yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when the body-mind is absent, there's just the emptiness of being. It was kind of what we experience in deep sleep, nothing at all, nothing, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No sense of duality or anything. And that is what you primarily are. All of this has come afterwards. But what makes you you is not in the body mind. It's like saying, if I put a glove on my hand and saying the glove is me, I'll be afraid to take it off. But if I realize that's fine, it's nothing to do with me. I'm not dependent on this glove, am I, to be myself. I'm not changed when it's gone. The body mind is a pair of binoculars or a probe that you're using to experience all of yourself, but you don't need it. You know, that's the key thing. If all that you can guarantee remains when the body mind is gone is the empty space, then that must be what you are first and foremost, because it's the only thing that's permanent. And then anything that can't happen to the empty space, you don't agree with, that's happening to you, that's a problem for you. And see what kind of clears up for you. You know, do you even need to understand what we're talking about here as the empty space? You know, or is that a problem of the mind?
Well, I really hope so, because I don't.
Well, I can say definitely that it is, but you get the idea of where I'm going with this, right? There's all these roadblocks we put in front of ourselves that are really of the mind, of the ego, of the separate sense of self, that really have nothing to do with you. It's just to be clear on the difference between what's your work and what's the ego's. Do you ask again if you need to, if you don't want to.
I will. That's plenty to work with, Helen, for now. Thank you very much for that.
You don't need to be really intelligent or clever. This isn't an understanding process. I'm not saying that you're not. That came out totally wrong. I'll take my foot out of my mouth. But it's not a process of understanding or logical deduction here, is it? It's just if what remains when the body-mind is gone. You know, can you even say there's a room and any objects in it without the body mind?
No, because I need my senses for that.
So whatever you're looking at right now then that we've called a room must be something else. You know, and that's a bit of a leap maybe, but as you keep looking at it like that, it'll become clearer. And then you realize nothing at all changes when the body goes, because what I really am is not, it can look through the body, but it doesn't need it.
It's perfectly happy and content without it.
Yeah, even this, I forgot what I am and now I'm trying to remember. None of that is really happening to the empty space, is it? It just is, and it doesn't have any issues or karmic patterns or all of that. It's only when thought process begins. And the first thought is, I am this body. And then I think I have to try to remember I'm not this body. And it all goes spinning out from there endlessly. But if that's not your issue to even remember or forget, that there's a freedom available right now in this moment.
Yes, well, that's certainly bypassing collecting the go or whatever it is. Just go straight to it, yeah.
Yeah, straight to freedom.
Yeah.
No, what's the...
Going to prison.
That's the one, yeah. None of the landing on hotels or anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The direct route. Lovely.
Good, fantastic. Good to talk to you. Thank you. You too, Helen. Thank you.
Lovely. Okay, Lena?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Yes, I very much resonated with the topic, and it was just this week I was thinking about this, that I really want to know or learn something new about this, and it must be something more quick and faster and easier way. There must be that, and maybe you have heard my whisper, picked up my energy, but yes, I think I've been, during this year, like past 3 months, there have been very much like deepening of my path, and many insights, and I have really learned to contemplate and meditate in a more or in a better way that I my ego doesn't make any tricks, and I have been noticing lately that like when I do the contemplations, I just get like tired and not in an egoic way, but in a way that I think this is a waste of time, that there must be an easier way to understand. And I don't know if this is something like what you experienced, that I can do it, and there's no, I am dedicated to this, and I can do the contemplations and so on, but something in me says it's time to move on and go to the next.
Yeah, there's an urge arises for something more direct, more. Yeah. Instead of pulling up weeds one by one, is there a way to uproot them all at once? You know, and this is
exactly.
It, right? And it's not necessarily the easy. It takes a while to perhaps get to the urge to want this kind of simplicity and absoluteness in our seeing. But eventually, I could keep contemplating beliefs, and mind will keep giving them to me to contemplate. If we only need to contemplate enough to see that no belief has ever been true for me. Nothing that arises out of mind can be solved by mind. And then we can kind of step back into, you know, what is my original self? What is that that doesn't have anything that's a problem, that could never have had a problem from, and that urge is going to arise, isn't it, to simplify the process, to be more direct, to be more clear, to be more true to what it really means. I mean, really, if once we've seen that we are the awareness to whatever degree, we could just stop there, couldn't we? We could say, that's it, job done. But of course, we go back into believing thoughts for a while. And then we come out, we contemplate those ideas. And at some point, it will become clear that if this belief isn't true, and this one, and this one, and this one, then none of them are. And what's the way to throw them all out at once is to recognize that they all depend on a body and mind to exist. They're passed along, as we were saying before, in some very subtle form, some subtle energetic form. But once I've seen they're not true in this lifetime, they're gone forever. I just remain as I originally was and am.
Yes, and I was wondering, like the normal type of contemplation that you have been talking about, we don't have to do that anymore when we are doing this, what you've been teaching us today.
Yeah. If this really feels important, this what we've been saying today, then this is gonna it could replace everything else that you're doing. Can I have this problem or this issue or this blockage or this challenge just as the awareness? Can this problem still exist? Do I still need to do something about it here? Can I even believe a thought or contemplate if something's not true without a body-mind vehicle? Can any of that occur? Not at all. So it's very absolute and direct, but we'll end up at this place eventually, right back where we started, but able to embrace it consciously. And if this kind of directness is calling you, then it can replace everything else that you're doing. And it's a kind of meditation, isn't it? Is this true for the real self? Is this true for the real self? Is this true for the empty space in the room, you know, can this, and just to keep on coming back to that completeness, is this still true for me now? Do I need to solve this now?
Yes. Great. Yes, I think this resonates so much, and I'll try this one. And I heard you speak about it earlier, and I remember it, but somehow it didn't last for me, or tried maybe a couple of times or that, but now it's time to go all in.
We have to kind of, you know, if the garden's full of weeds, we have to clear out quite a bit of them before we can see the root. But once we see the root, we go, ah, this is the most intelligent place to work, you know, rather than chopping off branches. Let me work at the root here. But ironically, to get to that point, we have to recognize we're not unworthy and all of that stuff sometimes, you know, because we've been thinking that way for so long in different bodies.
Yes, I think the unworthiness has been a big issue. And also I noticed that I can't get what I want to believe was in the way of starting to even question the question the is it true that I am is it true that I can't get what I want, which was ironic, but it's funny because I can see all this now so clearly. So yeah. It's funny sometimes to see all the patterns play, not in those times when I'm really, really like, in a deep down, but after that, it's real.
You'll see some non-dual teachings where they start from where we have today and they won't budge from there. But and that's useful at some point. You know, none of this duality is real. But I found I needed some work in the dualistic, egoic sense of self to be able to even get to this kind of clarity and directness. You know, so for me, a mixture of both was effective. But there was a point where I wanted this kind of directness. And, you know, that's normal, isn't it, that you get to that sense of, you know what, if all of this is going to go, meaning all of my problems, you know, even my spiritual ones, especially my spiritual problems, is going to go when the body goes, where can I just drop them now?
Yes, you know, that's a very tempting idea.
am I even the one believing thoughts and having to undo that? You know, that's seemed so real for so long, but is that happening to the awareness? Not so much, you know, so very, very direct, but and very powerful.
Yes, thank you. One other thing that which happened this week was very good to notice that sometimes we forget our how far we've come because I was talking to my friend and she said she's going to write a book about intentions, and she wants to interview a couple of people who have had some kind of miracles or something special happened, and she asked me to be interviewed, and I said nothing really has happened in the outer world for me, but she said no, I noticed that you have a couple of years ago when I got into this more direct path in this spiritual path that she noticed like a 180 change in me, and she's really interested to talk about that more. Of course, we talked about many kind of spiritual things, but she was like interested in, and she had picked up something really, really interesting in something special, and I think that was really, really good to me to notice that yes, someone else has noticed the change in me.
Because it's gradual for us. We don't often appreciate just how far we've come, and only sometimes by having a conversation with someone we haven't spoken to in a while or something like that, because you're just living it, it's normal. It's not old or anything, but it's normal, isn't it? And it's quite possible to get used to just living in this miraculous way where things like that just happen. Yeah. And you don't even realize that that was not, you know, it's kind of a distant old memory that it wasn't happening that way before, you know, struggle and all of that stuff happening. And it's good to remind ourselves just how far we've come, how, you know, how at the same time, I know I've spent the first 40 minutes of this class saying you haven't come anywhere at all, but also you've come very far, haven't you?
Yeah. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Yeah. Sharon? Sharon Hitch, even?
Oh, thank you. So it's really funny. Last night and this morning, I tried to make into a contemplation, what is the point of this? What is the point of awakening? What is the point of self-realization? What is the point? And then I come here and from the aspect of self, yeah, there is no point there, right? So there is no point for awakening. There is no point of arguments. There is no point of, it's just a very profound and subtle way to magically almost erase any other pattern that is present. Because I was even getting to that point of like, you know, do I get up and contemplate? Do I not? You know, you start with this egoic, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? And if all thoughts drop and I come from a place of self, what I do in the morning doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you might do exactly the same things.
I might, right.
But it's okay, isn't it?
Right. And I was laughing because I have been throughout the last 3 weeks, whenever I find myself in this push pull, I drop thoughts and just let whatever comes up. Because another exercise was just sit and be and ask the higher self what's next. And it's, I don't want to say I'm beyond that, but that's still a thought opposed to just wiping that whole slate clean, right? Yeah, and letting arise whatever is going to arise.
Yeah, you know, and I might sit here and close my eyes and go into a deep state, or I might find myself really pondering something. But that's just what's happening, isn't it? There's no motive behind those, you know, so there might be sudden interest in something, but it's not the ego's, right? Which one of my tools is going to get me closer today, you know? That you were saying, you know, what could I do today to get me freer of all this stuff? And that it's necessary at first, but there is a point where it's like, I mean, I just step out of all that because it's not really my issue. And then the body and mind end up being quite contemplative and open anyway, just naturally, in that there's nothing for me to fix. Anything that comes up will just unfold like that.
And why we were doing, is it true when looking from self? So I have chronic pain, and it's not bad. It's niggles, like these little niggles. But, you know, does self have pain? And no. And so I'm sitting here and my brain is trying to search for this pain and it's not present. And it's really interesting because it coming from self erases all cause.
Yep. There's no cause then. And there's right. No effect.
There's no effect. Yep.
It's all gone. In the subtle things, like I might realize there's no pain in this moment as the self, but the other subtle patterns that we hang on, that like, I've got to stay in this place. Now this place of seeing, or I've got to heal this pain, or I've got to fix this, you know, whatever we're saying about it, you know, it just becomes clear that that is all of the separate sense of self. It's not really your issue, is it? What does the awareness have to do about this? And there's nothing. You know, what has it got on its to-do list today, your awareness, the awareness? Not much, you know, it's quite empty. So, and it's just more and more like that, isn't it? Just more and more like that, where there's nothing for me to do. And even as I say that, I might find myself doing some spiritual work, but it's just happening to my body-mind while I'm watching, It's totally different, isn't it?
It is. It is. And this just happening is with anything. I could be doing spiritual work, or I could decide to go take a walk, or I could decide to laugh and watch a movie, because it's just happening.
This class is just happening, isn't it? I'm not teaching it. It's just happening. Somehow we all end up together and we're all talking, and then we're not, you know, there's no, I'm not running this class to help people wake up, you know, because that's not my work. I couldn't do that if I tried. And you guys don't need to wake up anyway. That's obviously the message from today. You already are, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's just happening from a different place in that clarity.
So as thoughts leave, I still have sensations of, as I move through my day, joy and happiness and bliss. I don't know how to phrase this. I don't want to say, is that okay? There's an awareness that, you know, that's not self really either, because self is just very, very present versus.
Well, it is that as well. It's also this human being enjoying those feelings.
Yeah.
And if I watch a movie later, I'll enjoy the movie. You know, before this class, I was crying at some TV program. You know, somebody died on this program. It's all the self being that, isn't it? The difference is I'm just clear on what's my problem as I go through my day. I'm clear on what I need to fix, if anything. You know, otherwise you just get endlessly caught in that, trying to, your spiritual work has to end somewhere, doesn't it? You know, when I'm doing this work, it's different to when that's just happening inside. You know, I might be contemplating or reading a book or meditating, or I might be watching a movie or having an argument or something, and it's all the same. Nothing's happening for any purpose or reason. I'm not trying to reach somewhere. It's just what's happening. And part of that is enjoying the body-mind vehicle. You know, when you're free of what I think I need to do to reach enlightenment and stay there, all of that stuff, then it's a very enjoyable experience.
Because enlightenment is being able to enjoy the body-mind vehicle as is.
Yeah. Exactly as it is right now, as my world is, as my body is, as my life is. It doesn't mean I don't want to improve things, and things are going to improve naturally as I just let them happen. That's the nature of reality, to improve and to expand in the manifestation, at least. But nothing that I'm doing or nothing, it's not because I need to fix problems. You know, especially the spiritual problems. They're the sneaky ones, right?
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Okay. Ian and or Maggie?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us all right?
Yeah.
Kind of Lena's more or less asked my question. But I thought I'll ask it again anyway. So
yeah.
It's been gradually dawning on me, kind of gradually, as things slowly with me at times, that there
slowly
is always
okay.
That there's always something that's going to need fixing, like which kind you mentioned. There's always going to be something there that makes me maybe feel a bit unworthy.
You never get to the end of it, do you? That's today's lesson. Just step out of it.
Yeah, it's been gradually sinking in that is the case. So when I heard your teachings today, it was kind of like, and because I feel like it's quite a meditative thing to do, which I think you've mentioned as well.
Can you just slow down and repeat that without the accent? Meditative. Sometimes your accent is very. I can understand most of what you say, but sometimes.
It sounds like quite a meditative practice.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry, I'll put my front teeth in.
No, it's all right. It's just sometimes your accent is very strong. If I'm struggling to understand you as an English person,
yeah,
then.
You wouldn't believe it's my first language, would you? Oh, I'm losing my thread now. So I heard you today. Great, let's just drop it all. But I'm aware that I've heard this teaching from you before. And I've obviously tried it before. And at some point, I've either forgotten it, resisted it, or slipped under the rain bar, because I've more or less stopped doing it, or maybe only doing it a very small extent. So I was basically asking, how long do you have to do these? How long does it kind of, how long do you have to keep at it? You know what I mean? Kind of, because I do get very focused at times, and sometimes when I really get at something, I just go at it. But then at some point, I've done that and drifted away from it. So I was kind of wondering how all that sits.
Oh. You had to ask me that one. If I'm really done with solving problems, it'll take no time at all. Or if I'm really seeing that there's no end to the problems that I can solve as an egoic sense of self, it'll take no time at all. If before that stage, I try to live from this direct place where there just isn't anything to fix, then some part of me will want to scratch the itch of being a someone getting somewhere, and I'll pick up something at some point and I might not realize I've picked up a problem that isn't mine, and I'll go back into, and I did that for a very long time. I think, I don't know, 10 times eventually before I realized, oh God, here I am again, trying to get somewhere again, to that imaginary finish line in my head. So did it take 3 years or whatever it was to go through those 10 times, or did it take no time at all? Because I was really only imagining I was getting somewhere and all of that stuff. Or did it just stop when I stopped and there was a clarity in seeing that I'm just done with that, I'm finished now? Or did it take the 30 days from that point where I was really determined not to pick up anything that wasn't mine? All those answers are right, aren't they? Or has it taken all the time to get to this point in all these imaginary lifetimes? We could give any of those answers and say they're true. We could also say this whole conversation is fiction and nothing's ever happened. So,
yeah.
But to satisfy you, hopefully, if I am the self and I'm living as the self and I'm only looking at these things that come up to remind myself it's nothing to do with me, then I'm already free right now. And anything and everything could come up and I would look at it for the rest of my life and say, this isn't my issue. If I am sorting through this stuff, trying to get to the end of it, it'll seem like a very long time. So have you picked this stuff back up again and then dropped it, and you've heard this before and then engaged in it and then forgotten about it? Or has the self been getting less tolerant of time and process and progress, and at some point, some arbitrary point, it reaches a determination of I'm just done with that? It's not like, because, even if I say it's going to take you 30 days now, really, really holding everything up against here, that's not even true, because you're free right now. The moment you see no problem is yours, and you're using the 30 days to confirm that. At the end of 30 days, mind will stop suggesting problems for you to fix, because you're no longer playing with it. You're no longer scratching that itch. So right now, or 30 days, whichever, but both really, if you see what I mean.
I guess it, it must be important to keep that kind of curiosity with it.
Vital.
Yeah. Not seeing it as a task and seeing it just...
If I'm already free right now and I am just looking at everything that comes up as that freedom itself, seeing if it's my issue, then nothing's going to be a burden. It doesn't matter if some emotion comes up or something.
Yeah.
If instead I'm trying to get to a place of freedom, it's going to be a very difficult journey, isn't it, that never ends. And we walk that road for so long and then we just suddenly get off of it and say, I'm done with that. Thanks very much. Nothing wrong with it, but it just never arrives.
So it's all about where you're asking the kind of, where you're asking it from kind of thing, isn't it? Kind of, if you see yourself as this egoic that's got to get somewhere and got to solve it, then it's going to be just as long as doing any other thing, isn't it?
Which is why lesson three is so important, the course. Where am I looking from is going to change your entire experience of your life, isn't it? When you really get it. If I'm looking from the self, then I've never had any problems. I never fell from grace. Never forgot what I am. I've just had some very interesting experiences in between. Because as well as seeing I don't have any problems right now, it also becomes clear I've never had any problems.
Yeah.
Even this great problem of waking up to realize the self. And however long that seems to have taken us, where is it now? What is the sky trying to do to the clouds to be more the sky? It's just nonsense. And yet we're all saying, I am the sky, but let me just rearrange these clouds one more time and then I'll feel better. Just leave it alone. It's all fine. You know?
It's fine. Leave it alone. Yeah.
Or as we're saying here, be very clear what is the sky's work? Or the ocean or the self, you know, whichever analogy we're going for. So have you dropped it and forgotten it? Have you engaged in some intensive contemplation and at some point got distracted? And even if the body mind engages in 30 days intensive contemplation from this point onwards, is anything happening to you? Are you going to be any more freer at the end of that 30 days than you are now?
The ego or the mind might think you've done something, mightn't it? But you haven't, have you?
What's happened to you?
Yeah.
Can you see the getting somewhere talking? I've started this before and then at some point I've got distracted and then now I'd like to really focus on it this time. But isn't that kind of some fragment of time and progress speaking there?
Yeah.
And what happens when you realize none of that was you?
And none of that is actually, might always be there as well, mightn't it?
The rest of my physical existence, I'm going to be having deeper seeings and epiphanies and aha moments, and I can enjoy them, but they're not getting me anywhere. Not happening to me, they're just happening in me, and they're very enjoyable. And the experience of the body, mind, and my life is getting more and more pleasant as I continue in it. But nothing has actually happened to me. I didn't realize the self. Strange thing to say as a spiritual teacher, but you know what I mean.
It's because you are the self already, aren't you?
Even that I saw was not my issue. And you know, mind's going, but what are we doing all this for then? What's the point of all this then? You know, but it's to come to that seeing, isn't it, that I can be in satsang for the joy of it, the freedom, just to experience that freedom consciously, or I can be trying to get to freedom.
Yeah. Now that makes sense. Kind of. Yeah. That does actually. It does actually.
So whatever happens from this point on, it's important to say this last bit, it doesn't matter. Identify with thoughts again in time or don't. You haven't changed, have you? Something gets caught up again, but you're still right as you've always been.
Yeah.
And when you really get that, it's just, it doesn't matter then. You're not trying to empty out mind or whatever we're trying to do.
That's lovely. Thank you. That's lovely. Good.
Fantastic. Okay. So, could I ask Sergio, if you're ready, would you like to, excuse me, to read the prayer if you're...
Yes, yes. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Namo Bhagavate Trailokya Pradivisistaya Buddhaya Bhagavate Tariyataam Vishudaya Vishudaya Asama Sama Samanta Babasa Sparana Gata Gahana Svabhava Vishudha Vismichatumam Sugata Varabachana Amrta Visakaya Mahamantra Padaya Ahara Ahara Yosam Dharani Sudaya Sudaya Gagana Vishudha Uznisa Vijaya Vishude, Sakara Rasme, Samchirudita Sarva Tathagata Valokani, Sat Paramita Paripurani, Sarva Tathagata Mati Dasabhumi Pratistiti, Sarva Tathagata Erdaya Distana Vistita, Mahamudra Vairakaya, Samhatana Vishude, Sarvavarana Apaya Durgati Parivishude, Pratinir Vartaya, Ayoshude, Samaya Distit, Mani Mani Mahamani, Tatata Butakoti Parishude Visputa Buddhishude Jaya Jaya Vijaya Vijaya Smara Smara Sarva Buddha Adistita Shude Vairi Vairagarbe Vajam Babatu Mama Sarinam Sarva Sarvanam Chakaya Parivishude Sarvagati Parishude Sarva Tatagata Sinchame Samaswasa Yantu Sarva Tatagata Samaswasa Adistita Budhiya Budhiya Vibudhiya Vibudhiya Bodhaya Bodhaya Vibodhaya Vibodhaya Samanta Parishude Sarva Tathagata Erdaya Adhistana Adhistita Mahamudra Eswaha.
Thank you. So to finish the session, as always, we like to do a group statement process. So if you would like to be a part of that statement process, if you want to raise your hand now, very simple thing, the statement process, just to take the previous statement that somebody has said and see how it feels within your own self, and then see if you can find a statement that feels even better. And I'd like to do this particular group statement process about self-love, whether that's self with capital S or a small s, doesn't matter. We can, as long as we're just, let's have a real love fest. Let's revel in some appreciation of just how far we've come, as we were saying before, and how dedicated we all are and how amazing we all are. I think that would be a wonderful thing to do. Okay, so first hand up is Videa. So whenever you want to start, Videa.
Love is everything.
Short and sweet. Lovely.
And nothing at all.
Love is everything and nothing at all. Yeah. Ian or and or Maggie, not sure which one is first.
Me.
I thought we weren't gonna. I thought we were gonna do it the other way around.
We won't. I asked him if we wanted to go first.
Okay.
Love is all.
Love is all.
Yeah.
Love is everywhere, everything, and ever present.
Wonderful. Renee, whenever you're ready.
Stillness is love. And it supports me. Always.
Lovely. Okay, Mike.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
When unconditional love looks at me, it only sees its perfect self.
Lovely, thank you. Bev?
Love is itself in all things.
So that one more time for me, Bev, sorry.
Love is itself in all things.
Lovely. Barbara, when you're ready.
Love is freedom.
All these simple and short ones today. Thank you. Love is freedom. So, love is the essence and source of everything. There is nothing other than love. Videa.
I can't sing, so I can't sing it, but love is the most splendid thing of all. Splendid, yeah.
Lovely.
I'm going to try to say it.
Ian and Maggie?
I'm going for a song as well. Yeah, he's singing it. All you need is love.
I'm learning to love myself more each day.
Lovely. Renee?
Love pervades everything and nothing.
Thank you. Mike?
What I thought was a person to fix was really love all along.
Beautiful. Beth?
All shapes are love in disguise.
Oh, lovely. Barbara?
Love is the absence of me.
Love is the absence of me. Everywhere I look, I see only love, and I hear only love, and I experience only love. Bidea, we'll go around one more time.
Love is. I've got nowhere to stand, nowhere to go with it. Love is.
Love is. Ian and Maggie.
So much love here in this. I love you all. Just love you all. Been really emotional.
If the universe was a glass jar, the love within that would break through the glass and expand everywhere.
Wow. That's lovely.
Lovely. Renee?
In love, I remember there's nothing to do and nowhere to get to.
Lovely, thank you. Mike?
I was, I always was and am this love.
Lovely. Bev?
I can let love loved me.
Wonderful. Barbara?
That was great. Love is all you need.
Lovely, thank you. And when I see that there is nothing to love and nobody to love, then I become that love. Okay. So thank you for embracing this direct pointing and for being here with me today. There's nothing more enjoyable, and there's also no reason or purpose for doing this except for love, for joy, for freedom. And I so appreciate all of your conscious presence here. It is a beautiful thing. So thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.